Open wide, it's
math time
with Productress.
I'm Div.
And I'm Quinn.
We're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
It's our cheat day.
We'll dish on who and what we're cheating on this week.
We play hair or makeup.
And learn how to pretend to sit on guys' laps.
We also talk to the guy who soothes you every weeknight, radio personality Kind Paul.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and hair removal tips.
Get smooth.
Get it.
Okay, so today is actually a bit of a sad day in the office because our style editor, Brie Tan, is in the hospital because her lips exploded.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard because it's like, how do you describe what happened to her lips? And it's like, we asked the doctors for like the medical term for it and they said exploded.
Yeah, that was tough to hear.
It was. I mean, I laughed a lot, but it was still sad. It was just, it's hard because she was actually, the way it happened was she was kicking off our May office challenge, and this month was all about lip injections, and Brie Tan was totally winning.
I was actually losing because needles are not a toy, and I only let my mom do my injections.
And I only inject stuff that I find in the dumpster behind the Vice offices.
That's true. And are you still kind of working there?
It's sort of like a love-hate relationship, like can't get away from each other, like, but we're not married, kind of like.
So they filed another police report?
Exactly. Anyway, Brie Tan's lips exploded all over the second floor bathroom, and we had to take her to the emergency room.
Ugh, so sad.
So sad. The doctor said she's going to be just fine. She's just going to have really thin lips.
I mean, that was the real tragedy, because Brie Tan had, like, amazing lips, and she always went above and beyond to keep them looking great.
And in this case, she went above and beyond the maximum dosage of 3 milliliters a day, which can kill you.
Okay, do not inject that much filler into your lips, ladies. Brie Tan ended up losing over 70% of her lips, which is more than half, which is honestly most of the good parts of her face.
We're thinking about you, Brie Tan.
Well, we love you, girl. Kisses.
Quinn, don't say that. Nobody can kiss her ever again.
Oh my God, you're right. Hugs, Brie Tan.
Hugs. Handshakes.
Big handshakes.
Waving.
A blink of an eye.
Like I grabbed you by the shoulders and I shake you.
Don't shake her.
I know. And now it's time for my favorite part of the show, which is where we explain the theme. And the topic for this week is
cheat day.
Your cheat day is the day of the week that you can cheat on your diet, your boyfriend, your taxes, your work.
And the best part is there are no consequences.
Nope, none. That's why it's called cheat day. I'm replacing all my meals with unprotected sex.
I actually told Chab this morning that we're in an open relationship, and since then I've been dating this carton of almond milk. It is so creamy and delicious, but it's also based on mutual admiration and respect.
See, Quinn, I don't know if it counts as cheating if you're in an open relationship and if it's with an object, but that's just me. Every couple's different.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it feels like a relationship because I have the power, so I think it's fine. Yeah.
You're such a freak.
Cool.
Well, the best part of cheat day is doing everything on the DL, like snorting a whole pizza in the bathroom.
Why would you snort a whole pizza?
Oh, I'm cheating on cocaine.
Ooh, bad girl.
I'm so bad. But really, the idea of a cheat day is that it's a release for you once a week that helps you be more disciplined the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's like a purge.
It's just like the movie The Purge. Sometimes you got to go out there and get bloody and steal a few cards and murder a few families.
Yeah, or like pet a dog breed you wouldn't normally pet. Goosebump alert.
You mean like a dangerous breed, like a pit bull?
Sort of. I'm kind of talking about how corgis are like corgis.
Corgis. They're not horses, so you just don't know.
Yeah, they're like low to the ground, so it's like, why would you even pet them?
Is that why you like horses? Because they're so high?
Yeah, it's like looking in a mirror, a good mirror, where you're not like, is this me or the mirror?
Horses are your skinny mirror.
Exactly. Okay, now it's time to talk about our feelings.
Yeah, because things panties honestly feel amazing.
It feels like the last time I kissed that Danish prince before I dumped him for farting once.
It feels like the time I accidentally sat on my roommate's cat. Surprisingly soft and full of possibilities.
Thinks panties gently hug my tiny body.
And they ride my curves like a race car driver with nothing to lose.
That's scary. Also, there are lots of sizes from extra small to triple XL. Nimbles loves her pair even though she doesn't get her period.
Your horse Nimbles wears things too?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't wear anything that couldn't also fit her. It's important for photos. And she tells me they feel great too.
Well, they look like regular underwear, but kind of feel like a swimsuit, except way thinner.
Which Nimbles loves.
They're kind of like the underwear you always wish you had, but now you have it, which is like great.
Yeah, it's like a dream come true. Plus, you can get $5 off your first purchase with promo code REDUCTRESS at checkout and free shipping on your first order.
That's almost like saving a bunch of money on something that will save you money because it is that.
Wow. You can actually support this podcast by using promo code REDUCTRESS. So go to shethinks.com and pick up some uns.
Get those uns.
Get those uns.
Okay, so now it's time for my favorite segment.
Which is also my favorite segment.
Dibs.
It's called
The Mouthwash.
Here's the Reductress article we're chewing up and spitting out to save for lunch tomorrow. It's called Tone Your Thighs by Pretending to Sit Your Full Weight on His Lap. This one comes from Fiona Pierce, and honestly, it's like she's just saying what we're all thinking.
Exactly. A lady always has a secret, and for me, it's how much downward force I'm capable of. Usually just kind of float about 2 or 3 inches above Chab's lap when I sit on him.
Wow, that must take a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. My floating muscles are like soups toned.
I like to try more of an up and down motion like this. You see it?
Okay, you guys can't see this right now, but Div is definitely just simulating sex with a chair, and I think it's to try to make fun of me. But to be real, her legs are like scary toned.
You should try it.
No, thanks. I'm full.
Come on.
Div, don't make me put you in a timeout.
No, I don't want to go in timeout on cheat day.
Div.
I'm just showing you what I do when I sit on a guy's lap.
You just dry hump him.
Okay, yeah, but I never sit my full weight on him. I promised myself I would not break another dick before I turned 26, and I've almost kept that promise.
Aw, well, at least you're trying. Anyway, ladies, give this one a try and let us know how it goes. Tweet us at It's Mouth Time.
We won't read it, but that doesn't mean we don't care.
So true.
It's like really true.
It's like soup's true. And that was
The Mouthwash.
Okay, we're going to play a game, which is a favorite segment that
favorite,
I have that's
favorite,
mine.
Favorite segment.
That we like to call
Hair trend or makeup trend. We're both pretty good at keeping up with trends, so we had our interns look up a bunch of new trends, and we're actually going to guess if they're a makeup trend, a hair trend, or maybe both.
Okay, first one. Balasca-ing. Oh, I did this when I was 17, and I now have permanent scarring all along my scalp.
Oh, I can't do this one because my hair is like a dark blonde.
So what's your verdict?
It's a makeup trend.
You are correct. This is to make your hairline look more like a rich person's.
Yeah, that's a makeup trend.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next one. Mousse.
Mousse?
Mousse. Ugh, I'm obsessed with mousse.
Oh, right. Yeah. Literally every woman over 12 and under 6 feet tall should try it. But if you get it done in Chinatown, it's pronounced more like moo, and you have to speak like super clearly or they will think you're there to murder their father.
Yeah. Okay. So this one actually is easy. It's
both. Yeah. It's hair that you put.
Yeah. It's hair that you put on your face.
It looks so nice.
It looks so good.
It's like contouring, but it's
like contouring strands. But it's yeah.
Okay. Anyway, next trend, glam poo.
Ugh. Makeup trend. Move on.
Yeah. Like, duh.
Yeah. Come on.
Which intern wrote that?
Okay. Anyone who works here should know that I'm not putting celebrity feces on my face again, no matter how immortal it makes me.
Okay. We don't care.
We don't care. Yeah.
Can you make sure?
Cordy, did you effing write that?
Okay, Cordy, you're off. You can't use your hands to type for a week.
You can't use your hands. Yeah.
Figure it out. Well, I don't know. Well, you should have thought of that before you gave us something we already tried.
You should have done research. Why didn't you ask us?
We should let them
literally
talk.
Cut your hands off. Anyway, here's the next one, Cordy. It is short roots.
I was dyeing my hair every 3.5 hours just to keep this one up.
Okay, so what's your answer?
Makeup.
That's correct.
Okay, last one, nose tincture.
Huh. Both.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's all the time we have for hair trend or makeup trend.
Hey, Quentin, did you check out our Exclus Cont this month?
You mean where we listed off all 50 states right after coming out of a coma?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't sure if any of it really happened, but it turns out it did.
Well, if you pledge just $5 a month to support Mouth Time, you can get even more Exclus Cont that nobody else can hear.
That's exclusive content for those of you who can't read.
Yeah, read with your ears.
Read with your ears.
you can support Meltime and Reductress by going to our Patreon right now and pledging a few dollars to our cute little podcast.
We also have even bigger perks for bigger super fans, but you're going to have to check out our Patreon to find out more.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, a shout out on the pod?
That would be insane.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
But it would not be the first time I've been paid to shout someone's name.
Yeah. Anyway, that's patreon.com/reductress.
Patreon/reductress.
Ugh, that was some beautiful teamwork right there.
It's kind of like slam poetry.
Yeah, it was like beautiful.
Better. Yeah.
Slam me.
No, you'd be hurt.
Yeah, I would die.
Okay, so I am so excited to have this person on the show today.
I am so excited to have this person on the show today.
I have a whole thing where, like, it's sort of like ASMR, but it's, like, in my vagina where, like, if I listen to something soothing, I, like, scoot. And this guy's voice just, like, instantly turns that on for me. Like, whoa. Not in a sexual way. It's, like, purely, it's, like, a sensation. It's hard to describe.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds scary.
That's, like, our usual dynamic.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, you may recognize this guy's dulcet voice from the radio.
Yeah, actually, he is on 102.5 The Cloud. You're probably listening to him every weeknight. Everyone, welcome Kind Paul.
Hello, Div. Hello, Quen.
Thank you so much for coming on our podcast. It's sort of like a radio show, but like a little bit worse.
I'm excited to embrace new media. It's me, the scoot of New England, Paul
that's
Kind.
Right.
Wow.
I love that.
On 102.5, The Cloud.
Yeah, you are on The Cloud. We are so excited to have you because, you know, it's a really manic, almost fevered vibe in the Reductress offices because of what happened today with Brie Tan, whose lips exploded. So
also the sex interns have been unionizing, which has been problematic.
Yeah, that's been tricky, and we're not legally allowed to talk about it on air.
Unions are very troubling.
They are.
Yeah, but just to have someone who's so notoriously soothing, it's honestly an honor to have you here.
Well, the world has a way of getting itself in a real big hurry sometimes, tying itself into a sticky little knot that then gets dunked in wax. It's my job to pick that wax off with my long, long fingernails and
then
start working the knot.
Those fingernails are very long.
They're really long. Mm. Yeah, that used to be my job at the Ren Fair when I lived there.
Nails?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of our listeners grew up listening to your show, Nighttime Clouds.
More like every listener.
Yeah. Everyone has listened to it.
When night falls, the sun tucks itself into bed, the clouds come rolling in, giving us all a puffy, puffy clover.
Yeah, and this
cover
is like pretty...
Sorry.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Just slip of the tongue. Very, very rare occurrence for me.
Hey, it's okay. You know, the energy in these offices is probably throwing you off like a little bit.
I blame the energy.
Yeah, our crystals are
union
out.
Energy.
Our crystals are getting recharged at Fly Cleaners, which is Beyonce and Jay-Z's, the service they use. They also
you
do
like
crystal
might not know
recharging.
That, but like we like to use some celeb surveys.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
We do a lot of like delivery services. Are you okay? Do you want like a glass of
chamomile tea? I brought my own.
Oh, wow.
Is that
you just took
you
a
have
mug?
Such a soothing voice. Is that part of what keeps your voice so soothing?
Indeed. I half of it may be the soothing warmth of the tea itself. The other half, the ease brought on by staring at that little cozy bear on the box.
Wow.
All just dozing off in front of the fireplace.
Div, wake up.
Sorry. Sorry, I just, your voice like really triggers me to fall asleep and also.
And don't be offended by that, Kind Paul, because sometimes my voice causes Div to like shake.
Yeah.
That's like the medical term for it, right? Like big shake.
It's like a big shake. Yeah. I hump her leg.
Well, it's a shake. It doesn't matter what shaking and
what
where
I do
shaking
is,
at.
I tell Quen that I'm just shaking.
No.
But what she doesn't know is that I'm humping her leg, and she'll probably never figure it out.
Sorry, I just totally tuned out for a sec. What were we talking about?
We're talking about, so Kind Paul, how did you get into radio? And more importantly, how did you get into being kind?
Well, believe it or not, Div, Quen, I was once the cruelest and vainest boy in all the town.
No.
No way. I don't believe you.
What town?
Greenwich.
Connecticut?
Greenwich, Connecticut. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's you've got some competition there.
It's a big town.
Big town. Huge.
I spent my day eating sticky toffees
and
in front of the local beggar children, taunting them, teasing them.
That's
asking if they wanted a bite.
I don't
Is that mean I do that all the time?
Yeah, but you spit it out.
I spit it out in their mouths like a mama bird. I'm so maternal. It's
very beautiful.
Up.
Like
it's
your work with children is honestly inspiring.
Papa ran a hat shop, and one day I saw a beggar boy wearing a hat very similar to one they sold in Papa's shop. I accused him of shoplifting.
Oh.
There was a
had he bought it?
A physical argument he had.
Oh.
I stole it off his head. And that's when I was cursed.
Cursed to be kind?
Cursed to learn a lesson.
Oh.
Wow. What was the curse?
And what was the lesson? And did the boy get away okay?
I grew a mighty hump that day on my between my shoulder blades.
Oh.
Told by an elderly beggar woman that the hump would stay until I learned to change my ways. 30 long years.
Wow, that long.
30 years to change my ways.
So you didn't want to.
Any of you looking to turn your life around out there, it's not a 3-point turn, you know. It's turning a tractor trailer around.
Yeah, it's more of a 3-pronged devil's pitchfork.
Completely. Completely. And when the cruelty is so ingrained as it was in myself, it takes a while to unlearn.
Yeah. 30 years. That's
30
a
years.
Long time.
That's incredible. Whatever happened to the beggar woman?
There's no telling. After endowing me my hump, she disappeared in a gust of wind.
No.
A flurry of leaves and feathers.
Oh, God.
That's... I cried to the heavens, but there was no reply.
Feathers?
Feathers, yes.
Quinn loves feathers.
I'm sorry. I'm like messed up, but I love feathers. Every time someone says feathers, I start shaking, kind of like how Div does on me.
But different.
But a little different.
So you get a lot of people calling into your show to dedicate songs to that special someone out there.
Mm.
What's one of your favorite memories of someone calling and asking for a song?
You know, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to reach out through the radio and give someone a little tickle, don't you think? Little peck on the cheek.
I don't like that description so much.
I love that description.
Well, reaching out over the radio waves, you know, sometimes people will call in and all they bring to the table is a problem. They don't know the song. They don't know the dedication. And I take it upon myself to provide solutions for them, be it Brian McKnight's Anytime or Casey and JoJo's All My Life.
I have a question, which is, you know, it's been a rosy path for you since you decided to be kind, except for there was an incident in 2011 where you caused 8 simultaneous car crashes because you sang on air in the middle of your program and it was too soothing. What are some other unintended consequences of being kind, Paul? And did any of those people ever fully recover?
I can't be held responsible for how others respond to my voice. You know, the thing of it is, ladies, there's a lot of people in this world who all they do is want.
Joseph,
all they do is take.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt with two faces. Yeah, take it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you have two faces, you slut.
If this is a dare, I can listen to myself talk all day.
Sorry. How long were we out?
What happened? I had a dream that Chab had two Joseph Gordon-Levitts.
If I can foster the kind of atmosphere where people don't know if they're awake or sleeping or falling in love or falling apart, then well, I've done my job.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like we're asleep, but it's also sort of like a horny sleep.
Hmm. That's reaching out through the radio.
And I know, I understand the University of Hartford actually did a sleep study with you where you came in and spoke to several participants and... several of them fell asleep and had orgasms, and half of those people actually perished within that year of unexplained consequences. How does that feel?
Well, when a whisper gets as wet as mine,
it is a very wet whisper. It's actually dew collecting,
wet whisper.
Floppy. Yeah,
yeah.
Gonna have to squeeze out the mic head here when I leave the studio.
Oh, it's already dripping.
It's already dripping.
You can probably keep it.
Like a scrub daddy. You guys bought one of those yet?
I don't believe in dishes. I eat with my hands like Ren Faire.
Mm. Time and time again in your life, you'll encounter people who think that you're the root of all their problems. You can't be responsible for that.
That's really good to hear, because sometimes after I tell someone what my problem is with them, they'll sometimes be like, you hurt my feelings. I feel bad and it's your fault. And it's like, that's on you. I didn't do anything. Just because I said that you look like my ugliest horse doesn't mean that I meant for you to feel bad. I just think it's effed up.
Because your ugliest horse is still like super bangable.
Yeah.
If a child knocks over a vase, the first thing I'm wondering is why was the vase there in the first place?
That's so real.
Whoa.
Yeah, and speaking of children, your work with them, I guess to make up for past indiscretions, has been very inspiring. You host an annual toffee poll where you get all the poorest children from your hometown of Greenwich to grab onto a giant ball of toffee and pull it as far as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever pulls it the longest gets to eat the toffee.
It's a classic. It's a classic thing.
Tight rope of sugar snaps loose, tumbling down into the dirt between our bodies, collecting leaves and whatever may be. Nothing warms my heart like watching a dirty, dirty child scramble for that toffee and scarf it all up. Just like a little rat, isn't he?
I can't tell if whether what you're saying is normal or not, because your voice is so soothing.
It's so soothing. Mm. It's crazy.
It's so soothing.
Like, it almost makes me forget that you make the children wear little tails.
Well, they've got to dress the part then, don't they? Just like a little rat, hmm? Hungry for scraps. Foraging around.
And scrap it.
Oh, the faces are kissing.
Put a
when you're
an
adult
me.
Man with a voice as smooth and sonorous as my own.
Horse me. Horse
you find you have powers.
500 days
horse
of faces.
Me. Horse me.
Fantastic. If this is a dare again, I can listen to myself all day.
Horse. Third rock from my dick.
Horse it.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Just had my nightmare. Great. Yeah, we're so excited to have a radio host on, because we are, we're not radio hosts, but it's like, sort of like the, you know, cable.
Mm. Like, yeah.
It's fun to play pretend sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. We actually have one last question for you, and it's from our editor, Bree Tan, who she had a question, but she can't be here right now and she can't talk and she's incredibly hurt.
I signed the card at reception. I hope I...
Oh, we had sealed that. Did you open it back up?
Well, I thought there might be money inside, so.
Oh,
okay.
Just wanted to take a little peek.
Kind Paul, this is what Britan had to say. I have a hard time loving the way I look. How can I learn to love myself for who I am?
And if you want to give her a song that might help,
feel free. Her ears are fine, which is kind of unfortunate because her ears are. Weird.
They're weird. They're going to be weird a lot more noticeable now.
Super weird ears.
It's impossible to know self-love without the validation of those around you, particularly your coworkers. And that's forgetting even a romantic lover in your life. But we're reminded of the words sung by four special boys from Ireland.
Four?
Oh.
One man come in the name of love. One man come and go. From 1986, it's U2 with In the Name of Love.
Wow.
Parentheses, pride. That's what I'd send out over.
Wow.
Over the waves.
Over
that's
the
great.
Waves
and
her.
I think that's really going to help, because I just did see in our Slack channel that her fiance left her. So she's going to need it.
He was a lip freak.
He was a
total lip freak.
Well, who among us isn't?
Wow.
Lip freak, that
Why
is.
Are you holding a tiny little bejeweled case?
What's in there?
What, this? Nothing.
Why are you shoving the tip of a chapstick in the case? Something in there?
Just something needs to be kept supple, that's all.
Your voice, it's so soothing.
Must be kept supple and wet at all times, must be. That's the power of the whisper.
Steph, do it to me.
When I'm killing you.
Kill me. I don't want to kill this. I'm too
and
small
the bottom
to
lip.
Die.
Small to high.
Wow. Sorry, I was just working something out.
Sorry. I just had a really good dream, but I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah, same.
I'm sure it'll come back to you.
Div, do we have any questions from Twitter to ask Kind Paul?
Yeah. Let's see if we can get a song dedication from Kind Paul that'll fix this. Okay, so this is from at __Paul. I just got remarried and my husband has disappeared. How can I get him to come back?
Ooh. Well, it's a tough one because it's for sure something she did. Drove him away. No man just disappears. It's important to retrace your steps in times when you think you've done something wrong, push someone away, perhaps even take it all the way back to the beginning and start back at one. Here's the Soul Man, Brian McKnight, with Back at One.
Wow.
Bedtime Clouds.
I love that. Cool. So this is just one last one. It's actually really sad, which is what I love about your show is hearing like people's sad, sad lives.
Yeah.
I'm a poor single mother and someone has ripped the lips off of my poor baby boy. Who can correct this horrible tragedy? Sort of a long tweet.
A lipless boy. That's a tragedy indeed. What is a boy without a lip, huh? What is a woman without a lip?
I don't know.
Burst and leaking all over. Hmm?
Why are you kissing that little case you have?
No reason.
I'm going to call an audible and say that that's a box full of lips.
Well, there's certainly...
Women and poor boys.
There's certainly no evidence or frequent application of various salves to the contents of the box to lead you to such a conclusion.
Can you do me a huge fave?
Yeah, could you open the box? Can you open the box?
Well, we'll get to that right after this one for the mother of a sad lipless boy. Here's Boys to Men. With End of the Road.
No, we can't play.
We don't have those capabilities. We need you to open that box.
You see, this is the difference between podcasts and radio.
I know. I understand.
We know.
Could you give us the chart?
We haven't played any of the songs to this point.
Could you just flash us the contents of the box?
Could you shake it?
Shake it so we can just hear what the mass sounds like inside.
Yeah, it sounds like lips.
That's lippy.
The lid is... The lid is a little loose. I
hear little sounds coming from it.
Look, there's no telling what hexes I may have taken upon myself to undo my hump. Maybe
it's asking why you stole lips.
Who stole my lips?
As if I were some sort of Ursula character who stole set after set of boys' lips to get such a smooth and lovely voice. That's ridiculous.
I mean,
I've never heard anything like it.
I had never heard anything like someone being cursed with a hump on their back for 30 years.
That sounds like something you just get sort of either genetically or from poor posture.
Totally. Mm.
And now I don't want to make you feel like this is an ambush because you are our guest, but I do have to ask you, I can smell the distinct mint rose scent of our coworker.
Of our coworker, Britann.
Britann's
lip
salve.
Out of
it's coming, I can see it almost like a Pepe Le Pew sort of like wafting.
It's a sisterhood here at Stink Reductress, and we know when we've got a sister in the room.
Mm.
So,
or part of her.
It is an enchanting scent, I suppose, a unique one.
Wait a minute. You have a square of toilet paper
attached to your shoe.
And we only keep toilet paper in the second floor bathroom.
Which is exactly what's been closed off because Britann's lips exploded in there.
Yeah, and they wanted to explore the crime scene, but everyone just kept falling asleep.
Huh.
Well, if you're suggesting I snuck into the ladies' restroom to collect your exploded lip matter off the mirror by scraping it off with a credit card and putting it in my little magical box... Couldn't tell you where you'd get an idea like that.
Okay, well, we'll crack you at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not done here.
It's an airtight story.
And I certainly don't get my smooth vocal powers from collecting lips.
No. You heard it here first, folks.
That doesn't make sense.
Just
to
put a button on that.
We were hoping that you would maybe stick around for a game with us. And this game is called
Guess the Snatch Phrase.
And we're going to think of a word that's a euphemism for a vagina, and you have to guess what it is based on our one word clues. Okay.
Well. Okay. Here's a first clue.
Pink.
Perhaps a slice of watermelon, eh?
No, not
a juicy triangle in and of
like
itself.
Red. Eh? Pink.
Pink.
Think like pink.
Pink. Pink, like with a P. Pink. Is it liberal media?
Ooh.
That's what I call mine. Because it ignores a lot of stuff.
No. The clue is pink, and I think it's a really good clue.
Just a little breast cancer ribbon. Like, yeah.
No. Okay, the answer to this one was puss.
All right.
Now it's your turn.
Okay, fine. Here's the hint. Vagina.
Oh, that's good.
That's a nickname for
direct,
vagina.
Direct, blunt.
Yeah.
How about
forceful?
How about coochie?
No. Ooh. Less cute.
Cucho.
Just a different word, not the same word. Okay. A little bit different, less cute.
A little George O'Keefe.
Hmm? Yeah, that's good.
A little Georgia?
Like a flower.
No.
Georgia on my mind.
Hmm? No, that's a song.
What is it?
The answer for that one is also puss.
All of them have been puss so far. But it's the best nickname for...
Yeah, I will say that Brie Tan was responsible for this game, and she did do this from her hospital bed, so it's not as...
It's not airtight. No.
It's not.
Okay.
Perhaps she was stuttering a longer word that just began with P-U-S and was unable to get it out due to her lack of lip.
Yeah, maybe she was trying to say that she had pus in her lips. Okay, so here's another one, and this clue I'm less comfortable with now, knowing more about you, Paul. Lips.
Lips, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it opens up a world of possibilities, doesn't it?
You know, I think I'm going to have to guess puss, just because it's been the answer all the time.
Yeah,
so
that's
far.
Correct. I'm moving on.
Okay.
I don't want to...
Okay, here's the last clue. Penis.
Huh.
A euphemism for vagina, and the clue is penis.
Sheenus.
No.
Claptrap?
No.
Wallet?
No.
Meat hole?
No.
Liberal media?
No.
Mound?
No.
Hot dog hallway?
No.
Hallway hot dog?
No. Guys.
Bear claw?
No, it's privies.
Oh, privies. Nice and British.
Yeah, privileged information.
British.
And that was Guess the Snatch Phrase. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for being on the show, kind Paul.
Well, it's truly been a pleasure. I was feeling a little out of my element at the beginning, but I hope I brought a little class, a little kindness, a little sincerity
to
your show today.
You did, and I'm glad that, if anything, our office environment has coaxed some secrets out of you. So this brings us to our favorite segment, and it is called
Spill It! And basically, it's where we just want to talk about what you've got coming up.
Oh, the proverbial beans, as it were, eh? Well, this coming Sunday at the... Horace Roach Memorial Library in the parking lot, I will, of course, be holding the bi-monthly Peasant Child Taffy Pull, which is not to be confused with the bi-monthly Peasant Child Toffee Pull. Very different events. Similar in structure.
Yeah, toffee doesn't pull as well.
Yeah, not quite as well there.
Yes. Squirming and struggling.
And it is bi-monthly, which is not every other month. That is twice a month.
It's a lot of toffee, but they love it. Sounds
every
like
other
love it.
Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it's a holy day.
Every other Sunday. It is a holy day, a blessed day.
It's the only day the factory's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any other plugs for us?
Well, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 3:30 a.m., you can, of course, hear me on 102.5 The Cloud, making bedtime clouds.
So I'm spilling the memorial service I'll be holding for Kurt Cobain's cat, Choo Choo, on the 25-year anniversary of his death. We'll be blazing some tokes in honor of Choo Choo on the East River Promenade Saturday at noon, and bring your posy vibes.
Yeah. Mm. I'm actually spilling a new boutique my friend Maisie is opening in Tribeca. It's called Madolin. Anyway.
You're expecting us to react.
Well, it's like a really good name.
I don't get it.
Okay. It's called Madolin. And the store is inspired by her alter ego. And she's selling a collection of capes and minimalist prints. And I'm going to be window modeling there all day Sunday. See if you can find me.
She's very small. You might not be able
I'm
to
small.
Find her.
There's a lot of confetti in there. And that's about my size.
Well, Kind Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And please stop what it is that you do.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to reach a whole new audience. And maybe get a little something just for Paul from the second floor ladies room.
Well, okay. That's been our episode. New episodes come out every Wednesday. Tweet at us at It's Mouth Time on Twitter to tell us which Obama daughter is your favorite, and we'll reveal the winner on next week's Epi.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Pappalardo, Nicole Silverberg, and Anna Drezin. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Dan Chamberlain. Check out Reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.